WTAW News time is 6:05. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A College Station woman is accused of stabbing her ex-boyfriend early Sunday morning. The victim was treated at a local hospital for a wound to the lower back and released. Officers were told the parties, who lived together, were arguing at 3:30 in the morning when the woman got a large kitchen knife and stabbed him. 26-year-old Sarah Stanford was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. College Station police are also looking for three men, two with guns, accused of an armed robbery around 4 in the morning Saturday in the parking lot of Plantation Oaks Apartments on Harvey Road. The victim, who lost an undisclosed amount of money and a cell phone, was not hurt. Suspect descriptions are online at WTAW.com. Two 14-year-olds and two 15-year-olds were arrested by College Station police Friday night just after 11 following a citizen's call that the young men broke into their neighbor's apartment. Officers ran down one who ran out the back door, caught a second who was leaving, and found the remaining two inside the apartment located in the 2500 block of Central Park. Another sign of summer is an increase in door-to-door salespeople. Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department says there are at least two ways to spot someone who hasn't been cleared.
Some of the ones that don't have permits, they get very pushy with their sales tactics, or they tell a sob story. All of those kind of things are red flags as to whether they're a legitimate business or not and selling for legitimate purposes.
McKeithen says all solicitors must have a city permit, which includes passing a background check, and those selling alarm systems must also have a state license. More than $10 million will be spent on improvements at Easterwood Airport. John Clanton of Aston Aviation says some comes from unspent grants given by the Federal Aviation Administration.
We're going to have $3 or $4 million of that type of money available for terminal upgrades. In addition to that, we have committed $7 million of private money to go into hangars, improvements in the terminal, an FBO terminal, fuel farm, and so forth.
That's in addition to the $475,000 grant application submitted last week as part of Easterwood's pitch to Delta to establish nonstop service to and from Atlanta. College Station's annual Christmas event is returning to Central Park. The city council gave the move a thumbs up at Thursday's workshop. Julie Schultz was interested in using hotel occupancy tax money to help pay for the event. Assistant City Manager Jeff Kirsten says it hasn't qualified in past years.
It certainly is drawing people in, but is it drawing people in and having them stay stay in town? We have had gone back and forth on those discussions over the years, and where we've landed is we don't feel that this particular event would be one for one to utilize hotel tax funds.
The last 4 years, the city has held its holiday activities at Wolfpin Creek Park with some lighting at Central. The Brazos County Democratic Party has named a new chair. T.C. Langford returns to the area after about 20 years practicing law in the Dallas area. She plans on employing what she saw her father do 50 years ago.
Go into the neighborhoods. Talk to people. Let them know who you are. Let them know what you stand for. Let them know why the Democratic Party is different. Let them know what the Democratic Party has to offer them personally.
Langford, a 1977 graduate of Texas A&M, succeeds Maggie Charlton, who retired and moved to North Carolina earlier this year. WTAW News time is 6:09. It's 77 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, voice of my car, please program the location coordinates for my new job interview.
I cannot comply with that request.
Did you say no?
You don't want to drive that far to work. It makes you cranky.
I don't get cranky.
I recommend AggielandHelpWanted.com.
My car is giving me career advice?
It's free, and uploading your resume is faster and easier than ever. You will find hundreds of great local jobs within easy driving distance.
Okay, fine, I'll do it.
Have I ever steered you wrong?
Well, technically, I do the steering.
Ha ha ha. Easy to use and easy to apply. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or you can click on actionsportstx.com.
Continued hot through today with mostly to partly sunny skies, just some scattered clouds basically. High temperature this afternoon into the low and mid-90s, and then for tonight, partly cloudy, low temperature mid-70s. Mid-90s on Tuesday, sunshine and some scattered fair weather clouds. Clear to partly cloudy during Tuesday night around 75 degrees, and temperatures should be well up in the 90s on Wednesday under mostly sunny skies. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit with a first-time Hall of Famer for the Houston Astros. Also, Aggies getting gold medals in the Pan American Games and more in sports. We'll do it about 6:50 or so.
That's the first Astro, huh?
Ever.
Well, Nolan, he just didn't go in as an Astro.
No.
You know.
Yeah. There have been several that have gone that
chose
route.
Chose not to do that.
Right.
Joe Morgan, people like that. Yeah, okay. So did we hit 100 over the weekend?
I don't think so. I looked at the Wonderground historical information.
Yeah.
It says we haven't gone over 97 at the airport. So.
Oh. Well,
your mileage may vary.
Yeah, heck, we got plenty of room.
My car said 101.
Mm. Yeah, I think that, but again, that's not, nobody lives at the airport, right? It says on our other little forecast here, where they have pictures.
Which makes it ever so much easier for the radio DJ.
It does, yes. Slight chance of some showers at the end of the week. Of course,
I noticed the pressure's dropping.
The end of the
week. Not a meteorologist, but I think that means more instability.
Yeah, well, we could. I'm tired of pouring water on the lawn. Just as soon. Well, that and the wind, you know, you combine those two, it makes it tough on the plants. Yeah, I know. There's some guys getting up, going to shingle roof. Today he's going, oh yeah, I'm worried about the plants. Yeah. All right, so it appears that they're having a problem in San Francisco with people who can't wait to get to the proper facility, if you get what I mean, you know. And so they now have a wall that apparently will fight back. The city's public works department has enlisted this special kind of paint. They have a pilot program. The city will coat 9 walls with a special paint that apparently makes the propellant splash back onto the shoes and pants of those who are propelling. How am I doing on this?
Pretty good.
All right. So
very graceful.
The idea came from Hamburg, Germany, where the Eurotrash apparently has been doing this.
Yeah.
The high-tech paint is used in the nightclub district to prevent public wall wetters from doing that. So my thought is, don't they just turn around and hit the street, you know?
Oh, maybe so.
Yeah. I'm thinking they haven't really solved the problem.
No.
No. No.
Just moved it.
That's it. Yep.
Information.
It's kind of like rodents and stuff. You don't care if they live or die. You just don't want them living where you are. You know?
We fixed the glitch.
Yes. Thank you.
In real estate, technology is vital. That's why RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
6:14. Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's Monday. It's the 27th of July, day 208. Got 157 of them to go. It's take your house plant for a walk day. It's also walk on stilts day. Maybe you could combine those two if you wanted to. How about Barbie in a blender? It's Barbie in a blender day.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Had no idea. I had no idea. And also, it's National Korean Veterans Armistice Day. And the birthdays of...
Okay, if you'll forgive me ahead of time, Brown from the Game of Thrones, Nicolaj.
I got Coaster, no clue. I don't watch it.
Valdau.
Plays who?
The Game of Thrones.
No, I know, but
who's the... What's, what
I don't have play? That.
Oh, oh, it's... let me see. Nicolaj Coster-Waldau, I believe.
Oh.
45 years old today.
Doesn't matter.
Kenny Wormald is 31 from the remake of Footloose. Taylor Schilling is 31 from Orange is the New Black. Jonathan Rhys Meyers, thank you, 38 years old from the Tudors and several others. A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, is 40. Maya Rudolph from SNL and several other things is 43. Triple H is 46. Julia McMahon is 47 from Niptuck.
Is Triple H like a wrestler?
What? Yes.
Oh, okay.
Hunter Hearst Helmsley, I believe.
Why not?
Yeah. Bill Engvall, 58 years old.
Here's your sign.
Yahoo Sirius is 62.
Really?
Yeah.
And we're at work.
Well, the reason I threw that in was in 2000, he sued Yahoo for trademark infringement.
Oh.
Maureen McGovern, the morning after, 66 years old today. Peggy Fleming is 67. Betty Thomas is 67 from Hill Street Blues, and she's done a lot of directing since then. Mm-hmm. Bobby Gentry, the ode to Billy Joel, is 71. And Jerry Van Dyke, 84 years old.
84.
Bobby Gentry.
I thought
the
I had
Homecoming
that one.
Queen.
73.
Oh, Bobby Joe Gentry.
Yeah.
Irv Cross, if you remember him a long time ago, he was a sportscaster, mm-hmm. 76 years old. Norman Lear, still alive. I had no idea. 93. You know he owns a copy of the Magna Carta. Takes it around the country on tours. Bugs Bunny.
What are the roadies like for that tour?
Yeah. Where are you going to set it up, man? Where are you going to set it up? Yeah, I don't know. Who'd I say?
Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny, 75. And Jordan Spieth, who we didn't even know a year ago, is very wealthy and only 22.
Wow.
22! Oh, all right. Man. As Tom used to say, in the golf tour, they call them flat bellies.
Yep.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, reported last week, Bo Bergdahl, the U.S. soldier charged with desertion for leaving his platoon in Afghanistan, apparently wound up in the middle of a pot raid earlier this week in Northern California. Now, the captain of the local sheriff's office told Fox News that the county's marijuana eradication team encountered Bergdahl on Tuesday while serving a search warrant on a home in Redwood City, California. The DOD confirmed that Bergdahl was on leave. Now, it must be nice that the man whose desertion led to the deaths of U.S. soldiers has been able to make the most of his time off visiting pot farms. And again, let's not forget, according to Susan Rice, Bergdahl served with honor and distinction.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
We invite you to join us for the Junior League of Bryan College Station Stuff the Bus School Supply Drive, a community-wide collection of school supplies for the children in our area on Thursday, August 6th at the Brazos Center and both HEB Tejas and HEB Tower Point locations. For more information, visit jlbcs.org.
Fall into fun with Bryan Broadcasting's Brazos Family Magazine. Find out how to keep your kids healthy with an article on the important checkups your child needs for back to school. And be sure to check out our after-school activity guide. Brazos Family is a local magazine full of local stories. For information about advertising in this back-to-school issue of Brazos Family Magazine, call Sam Jones at Bryan Broadcasting or email sam at bryanbroadcasting.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Teva Pharmaceutical Industries says it will buy Allergan's generics unit for $40.5 billion, a deal that will vault the Israeli company into the top ranks of global drug makers. The agreement combines Teva, the world's largest generic drug company by sales, with the third largest competitor in the market, giving Teva more leverage in the hotly competitive generic drug market. McGraw-Hill Financial is nearing a deal to acquire SNL Financial for $2 billion. SNL provides data, commentary, and services for banking, real estate, energy, and other sectors. Fed officials are likely to emerge from their policy meeting Wednesday with short-term interest rates still pinned near zero, though they could send fresh hints that they're getting closer to raising rates. Fed Chair Janet Yellen emphasized in congressional testimony earlier this month she expects the central bank to start lifting its benchmark federal funds rate at some point before year-end. On Wall Street, futures indicating a lower open on Friday. The Dow Industrials lost 163. That's your money now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried one-hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-300-1086 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-300-1086. 800-300-1086.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Just a couple of days left for July, but that's a couple of days for you to be able to save as Amish Furniture for Generations continues to celebrate their Irvin Miller bedroom sale that's going on right now. You can take 10% off the Irvin Miller bedroom collection, and it is a collection. There are 13 different styles for you to choose from. Arts and Crafts Mission Style is the number one bestseller, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's what you're looking for. Know that there are that many styles for you to choose from. And, of course, they all have the quality that you expect from Amish Furniture for Generations because all the furniture is handmade by Amish craftsmen using the finest woods, and it transforms furniture into exactly what you would expect, an heirloom that will last for generations to come. So go by, make your selection, and take 10% off Irvin Miller bedroom furniture. Of course, most often their items are custom made, but there are still accent items and pieces that you can take out of the store right there, right then at Amish Furniture for Generations. That's part of what they do as well. So stop in and see them. If you want some more information, certainly you can give them a call at 260-5050. But best for you to stop in and see them, they're just past Kroger on Boonville Road in the Boonville Shopping Center. That's Amish Furniture for Generations.
Howdy, folks. Bubba Dixon here for Tom Light Chevrolet, and we've been challenged to sell 105 new 2015 Chevys in July. Around here, we say, bring it on. With all these amazing Camaros, Cruzes, Colorados, Suburbans, and Silverados in stock, we are confident that we can win this closeout challenge. And you'll win, too, on the best Chevy offers of the year. Pay less for your Chevy and get more for your trade. Come to Tom Light Chevrolet, your official auto trader, trade-in marketplace dealership, to get your instant cash offer for your old car. Feel free to walk away with the cash or use it on a closeout price Chevy car or truck. It's a win-win for you during Tom Light Chevrolet's July closeout challenge. Tom Light Chevrolet, since 1972, making new friends and selling great cars and trucks. Come see us on North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Chevrolet, find new roads. Shop us online all the time at tomlight.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. This is admittedly quite possibly the stupidest thing ever, but do you have any interest in buying a facekini? You heard me. Facekini, as in bikini, but for your face. It looks like a ski mask or a lucha libre mask from Mexican wrestling, but it's for the beach. It's made out of the same material as a woman's bathing suit, and you wear it over your head to protect yourself from the sun or from any jellyfish stings that you might get while swimming. I'm not kidding. It's popular in China since 2012. Of course it was. Well, it's beyond ridiculous, and now it's coming here. Some fashion designers in New York have been working on a line of facekinis to break them into the American market. There's no word on when they could come out or if any of us would even want them when they do. But it does beg the question, if there are that many jellyfish, why do you want to go swimming? And if you don't want to get in the sun, don't get in the sun, but don't wear one of these ridiculous masks. And that's my commentary brought to you by the gang at Gun Corps. Joel and Wu, both retired veterans, both Marines, hence the Corps, as in C-O-R-P-S. So they really kind of know what they're talking about. Go take a look for yourself. Of course, they've got weapons and ammunition, but they've also got really neat tactical gear and a bunch of stuff that just kind of makes you go, cool, especially if you're a gun person. To find out more, go to gun-core.com. Again, that's gun-core.com. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Okay, kind of same stuff. You know, high temperatures, 96, 97, something like that. Heat index will probably be up there a little ways, about 102 or so. Winds out of the south at about 5 to 10 miles an hour, and that's the pattern. We're going to keep it all week long. They are telling us we have a slight chance of showers as we head toward the end of the week. At 20 or 30% on Thursday night and Friday. We'll see what happens. Right now, 94% relative humidity. We're at 76.
Inexperienced negotiators very often make mistakes that eventually cost them in the long run. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Turbo engines rule the road these days. Sure, they're cool, but they run hot. Take the piston skirt. It can reach over 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Burning your cherry pie is one thing, but your cherry red coupe? That's why Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are designed to protect your engine, even in extreme temperatures. So fire up your turbo and protect it at the same time. Make the switch to Pennzoil synthetics and take performance to a whole new level. Visit Walmart Auto Care Center and save $4 on a Pennzoil high mileage vehicle oil change.
We've been hearing a lot about Uber lately, so we decided to get out there and talk to some actual Uber partners.
Is signing up to drive with Uber really hard?
It was simple and easy.
So if you have a phone, you can just sign up and earn money?
You just open the app whenever you feel like driving.
Sign up, drive, and you make some money.
Are the hours good?
I work less hours and I make more money.
Okay, this all sounds pretty great. What do you think I should do?
You need to sign up for Uber.
You can make serious life-changing money when you drive with Uber. Get started today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
Those of us who don't negotiate often are prone to make some fundamental mistakes.
What happens in a negotiation is you start liking your counterpart. Well, I can't turn him down. You know, he's such a nice guy.
Thomas Lease, co-author of the book Getting More of What You Want.
It's not about nice guy. It's about getting more of what you want. And so if you started the negotiation where pleasing your counterpart was not an objective, why did it suddenly become an objective during the negotiation?
Knowing your objectives and being prepared is so important.
Many people enter negotiation woefully unprepared, not even always knowing what they want. And one of the dangers is not only that the negotiation is not going to be very productive, but what happens when you're not well prepared, you start switching your objective as the negotiation proceeds. It very quickly deteriorates to simply beating you, which ends up in value destruction as opposed to value creation.
Another mistake is to focus on the least you're willing to accept.
What you want to do is get more of what you want. So you need to not focus on the least you want, but you should focus on the most optimistic outcome you believe you can get. And focusing on that will get you much better results in your negotiations.
Tomorrow, when it's better to walk away. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. While officials at Easterwood Airport wait for a decision on a $475,000 federal grant to help recruit Delta for nonstop service to Atlanta, John Clanton at Aston Aviation says there's another pot of federal money going towards brick-and-mortar improvements.
The FAA provides about $1 million a year to airports our size that have air traffic, commercial air traffic. That's for improvements in runways, lighting, terminal, and so forth. Well, we've got a number of years of that grant money that has not been applied for or spent yet.
Clanton says they'll have $3 or $4 million from the FAA to improve the terminal, plus another $7 million in private funding for the terminal, hangars, and other services at Easterwood. There was no opposition by the College Station City Council to returning the annual Christmas in the Park event to Central Park. Gary Logan of the city's Parks and Recreation Department addressed Councilwoman Blanche Brick's concern of adequate parking.
Parking is definitely one of the primary things we're looking at. We have a number of different options. The layout did mention potentially using that corner of Dartmouth and Krennic Tap. You know, there's a number of other options being considered as well. Mall parking shuttles is always an option out there as just a potential, but we've got a little time and we're still working on that.
Wolfpin Creek Park had hosted the event for the last 4 years, with Central Park having a limited light display. There's a new chair of the Brazos County Democratic Party. A 1977 graduate of Texas A&M, T.C. Langford, takes over for Maggie Charlton, who retired and moved to North Carolina earlier this year. Langford says it's important to go into neighborhoods and tell people what they stand for.
I don't think people get very interested in politics unless it concerns what's happening in their own backyard. And by walking in and standing there and being available and accessible and saying, tell me what it is that affects you. And let's talk about local elections. Let's talk about what's happening within the Brazos Valley, within the county, within the school districts, within the city.
Langford says upcoming events includes a voter registration effort on August 8th, which is the 50th anniversary of the Voting Rights Act. O'Brien policeman stopping an SUV driving at about 2 in the morning without working rear license plate light led to the arrest of three people on a variety of drug charges. According to the arrest report, officers seized more than $4,200 in cash, 12 ounces of marijuana, and a small amount of cocaine from the vehicle stopped at Kent and Esther, which is south of 29th and west of Villa Maria. The driver, 36-year-old Ruben Carrillo Jr. of Austin, and two passengers, 28-year-old Joshua Carrillo of Tyler and 24-year-old Kelsey Bond of College Station, remain in jail. A patrolman with the Texas A&M police stopping a car at about midnight without a working rear license plate light led to the arrest of O'Brien man who will be in jail until at least August 12th. According to online jail records, 25-year-old Miguel Ramos will be serving time for 5 prior local traffic convictions. According to the arrest report, Ramos has 16 prior suspensions and has been caught 10 times for not having insurance, among other infractions. An SUV with an expired registration that was stopped by Bryan police led to a driver being arrested for evading arrest and possession of crack cocaine, Xanax pills, and marijuana. According to the arrest report, the driving record of 23-year-old Christopher Darius Scott of Bryan has 24 active suspensions, 4 convictions for not having insurance, and 3 convictions for driving with a suspended license. The Bryan Police Department is encouraging residents to call when door-to-door solicitors are in their neighborhood. Officer Callie McKeithen says all must have a city permit, and those pitching alarm systems must also have a state license.
Anytime you feel like you want us to check out the person that's walking door-to-door, or if they didn't give you a permit, call us at the Bryan Police Department, and we will come talk to them. If they do not have a permit, they will get a citation or sometimes go to jail, depending on if they're from out of state or out of town.
McKeithen says 2 signs of illegal activity are people who try to push you or give you a sob story hoping you will buy what they're selling. The Brazos Valley was shut out of $4 billion of projects awarded this week by the Texas Water Development Board.
Most of the money doled out as low-interest loans going to 32 water-related projects around the state. It was the first round of SWIFT, the State Water Implementation Fund for Texas.
I feel very confident. We're off to an amazing start. We've got everything in place to be successful for the future, and it's just going to get better and better.
The moment not lost on Water Board member Kathleen Jackson. The chairman, Beck Broom, noting that they burned through $4 billion in a little over 2 hours. The biggest chunk, $3 billion, going for drinking water in Houston. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:35 at 77 degrees. More news at 7 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Seinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggieland Corporate One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
This is Travis with Brazos Valley Buckmasters inviting you to join us for our 16th annual banquet on Friday, August 7th at the Brazos Center in Bryan. Enjoy ribeye dinner, live and silent auctions, a 10-gun raffle, kids games, and more as we raise money to benefit our wounded warriors, first responders, and children with special needs. With your help, we've donated over $250,000 back to this community over the past 15 years. Individual tickets are $50, couple tickets are $70, and kids 16 and under are just $20. Reserve a table online at buckmastersbanquet.com. That's buckmastersbanquet.com.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Do you feel captive to rising insurance rates and second-rate service? If this is the case, make the choice today and give me a call and let my ability as an independent agent represent you to more than just one insurance company so we can match you with the right coverage at a competitive price and receive exceptional service. Give me a call today at 694-1555. Or better yet, stop by. We are located in College Station at Longmire and Deacon.
Good morning. It's 6:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging services, call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
Continued hot through today with mostly to partly sunny skies, just some scattered clouds basically. High temperature this afternoon into the low and mid-90s. And then for tonight, partly cloudy, low temperature mid-70s. Mid-90s on Tuesday, sunshine and some scattered fair weather clouds. Clear to partly cloudy during Tuesday night around 75 degrees. And temperatures should be well up in the 90s on Wednesday under mostly sunny skies. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
In baseball, tomorrow is not guaranteed, and I tried to play every game as if it was going to be my last.
That's Craig Biggio getting his Hall of giving his Hall of Fame induction as the first Astro ever into the Baseball Hall of Fame. We'll have more on that. Brazos Valley Bombers slash Aggie does well to keep the Bombers on track, and they win big yesterday. And we'll have more than that coming up in sports here in about 13 minutes.
And they had really cool jerseys on yesterday.
Again?
If you say so.
Yeah, with the flags of the world.
Not my favorite.
That's kind of cool.
I didn't hate it, but yeah. It looked like a bad patchwork quilt.
Well, it's different. See, that's how I like
it. Well, see, I actually physically bought the St. Patrick's Day in July jersey because I thought that one was cool. Okay. So to each his own.
That's right. As long as you buy one, that's all Uri cares about.
Sort of look like cricket players, though.
Well, you know, yeah. Well, it is. It was a different
look.
It's
fun, though.
Well, again, all I saw was a snapshot.
I didn't hate it. It was just very busy.
Yeah, it was busy. That's for sure.
It was like the colors of Benetton.
Psyching out the opposing team.
The colors of Benetton. Wow. Well, so the president over in Kenya busting a move on the dance floor or something, huh?
Really?
Yeah, apparently people were talking about that.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, who cares? He's now in Ethiopia. But, you know, he's over there shaking a finger at those Kenyans, urging them to root out the corruption in their government. Well, probably one of the sources of the corruption of the government standing right next to him. But that's fine. Never mind. Anyhow, so he's in Ethiopia right now. On his last day in Kenya yesterday, he spoke about the corruption and the ethnic divisions and the terrorism and the human rights. And, of course, he's going to fix all that, don't you know? Yeah, because he's Barack Obama.
It is done.
Yeah, and make it so. Yeah. So let's, you know, it's kind of interesting that Ted Cruz getting a lot of publicity, obviously, from what he talked about on Friday. And I don't know, I guess they are already going to have a Sunday session of the Senate yesterday. And they did. And if you don't know, I would think you do, but if you don't know, Ted Cruz on Friday stood in the well of the Senate and said that the leader, Mitch McConnell, is a liar.
And told the truth.
Yeah, and basically, he's not any different from Harry Reid. And you know, you're right. This guy is just speaking the truth. Now, you know, they talk about how decorum is what it's all about in the Senate. Well, you know, really, it's about once you go up there and do the job that you got elected to do. And here's at least one guy who is trying to say, this fellow's speaking out of both sides of his mouth. So yesterday, Orrin Hatch, who's, you know, one of the lieutenants, stands up. He's in the Senate, and he says, he talks. He doesn't mention Cruz by name because, of course, the decorum of the Senate, but...
Squabbling and sanctimony may be tolerated in other venues or perhaps on the campaign trail. But they have no place among colleagues in the United States Senate.
Right. Sure.
Shut up.
To which Cruz responded, basically, truth hurts, don't it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and again, as we've discussed, he's twice college national debate champion. He knows how to answer.
It is entirely consistent with decorum and with the nature of this body, traditionally as the world's greatest deliberative body, to speak the truth.
Yeah. Okay.
Truth hurts, don't
it? Yeah, that's it. He didn't say anything else. He just said, I was speaking the truth. And he's an attorney. He figures that probably ought to be the end of it. Well,
in his initial comments, he asked what has happened in the Senate that wouldn't have happened had Harry Reid still been in charge.
Right. And this all has to do with deals, okay? The highway fund happens to be it.
Legislation.
Right. And this just happens to be the point that he's talking about it now. But the situation exists all the time. And I think what he's doing is touching a nerve of all of us who are very frustrated over the game of politics. And how they continue to dance around and talk about this and talk about that, hang this amendment on that piece of legislation, and go through the excuse of not solving the problems of the country. And in the meantime, you have a president who is using every tool available to him, and apparently some new ones we didn't even know were there, to push his agenda forward. And for the people who don't want that to happen, they believe that both the House and the Senate are basically fiddling while Rome burns. And I think that's part of the frustration that Donald Trump speaks to and certainly Ted Cruz has spoken to. Trump. Oh, he was in Iowa, and he said the new poll had come out, and he was number two in Iowa, and he asked them to please bring him to the top so he can feel better about himself.
Oh, my. I didn't see that
one. Yeah,
literally
yeah.
Said, wow. Stroke my ego.
Yeah, that's right. He said, hey, I'm number two there. Would you please do something to get me to number one? Donald Trump took on Scott Walker. After one of Walker's major fundraisers referred to Trump as dum-dum in a mailer.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I know. Trump told a crowd in Iowa, Wisconsin is in turmoil. He's called the state's roads, schools, and hospitals a disaster. I hear the only people beating me in Iowa is Scott Walker. I can't believe I'm in second place. Folks, will you please put me in first place so I can feel better? I like it. I don't know. The AFL-CIO political committee has recommended the nation's largest labor union delay endorsing a candidate for 2016. Now, you know, they're going to endorse a Democrat. You know that.
Well, duh. Sure.
Yeah. Trying to put a pressure on Hillary Clinton to take a harder stance on the Trans-Pacific Partnership. So we'll see how that works.
She
out.
Still has a commanding lead in the Democrat field.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it's about 43%, but that's down. Bernie Sanders, on the other hand, doubled. His part of it is name recognition.
Well, again, that's certainly got to be part of it. And it's the first step. People got to know who you are. For their part, there is a push out by some Democrats to get Joe Biden to run for president. Mm-hmm. Super PAC organized to encourage Biden Has run released its first ad on Friday ahead of a national day of action to gather signatures for the push. In the ad, a young man asks, some people ask, why Joe Biden? I turn back and ask, why not Joe Biden? He's been one of the most influential vice presidents this country has seen. He's right now part of one of the most successful administrations in recent history. Well, now, why would you do that? And he's a big reason for that success. I don't know. Right now, it would seem like obviously his son's death has dealt a severe blow to any political aspirations he might have, I would think, mentally. I would just think, you know, he's lost, he's buried a wife and he's buried two sons. I would think he might want to just kind of go home and be a grandpa for the rest of his life. But no, no.
And who can blame him?
No, and who can blame him? That's exactly right. CNN reports the super PAC that supports Ted Cruz has received $15 million donations from two Texas brothers, the billionaire brothers Ferris and Dan Wilkes. They used to own a company called Fractech. Till somebody gave them $3.5 billion. Yeah. And they said, well, we don't need that anymore.
I'll retire.
Yeah,
I'm
so
good.
Anyway, so they've donated $15 million to the Keep the Promise Super PAC. $15 million. Lots of zeros. Lots of zeros. Don't know if it's going to catch yet. We'll see. Hillary still having to answer a little bit to the story we talked about on Friday. That, there were four, they can find at least four emails that have in her private account that have some sort of classified information.
Oh, I love, have you heard the workaround on that one?
No.
Well, they weren't defined as classified because, well, nobody knew about them.
Ah.
So it wasn't like they could look and say, that's classified information.
Oh, that's...
So she's saying it wasn't classified.
Oh.
And she's not lying.
Well, no, she's
But it's because they didn't see them.
Yeah. Okay, ignorance of the law is no excuse. Isn't that
Well, no, it is for
Right. It depends on
what
who you
class are.
Yeah, and again, the rumor is out there that it's Susan Rice who blew the whistle.
I hadn't heard that one.
Well, because they threw her under the bus, and she's like, watch this.
Yeah, hey, let me do this for you.
Make me go out and talk about a stupid video. All right, one more time.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see how all that plays out. And again, it may grow legs, and it may not.
That'd be fun.
maybe one of the most stunning verbal shots over the weekend came from Mike Huckabee.
Oh, man.
Aimed at President
Obama. I
thought
he was already gone.
Now, commenting on the controversy about the nuclear war deal with Iran, this president's foreign policy is the most feckless in American history. It's so naive that he would trust the Iranians. By doing so, you ready? He will take the Israelis and march them to the door of the oven.
Ooh!
Uh-huh.
Ooh!
Uh-huh. Just saying. He added, a threat to Israel is a threat to America.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Man, I don't know. You know, he obviously knew he was saying it when he did. So
I mean, he didn't have a chance before, but good. Now maybe he'll get out.
Yeah.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica-Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Gardeners often make a lot more work out of their hobby than they need to. Sometimes simple explanations focus the true facts quickly. I have some of the more common, odd problems of horticulture along with reasoned solutions. Perplexing plant problems simplified right after this message. We have a few remaining copies of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book I self-published. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening released in 1991. This is a brand new book released just last year with an entirely new format, but 24 years newer. 840 photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is Basics of Texas Gardening. Chapter 2, a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Then chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting one of the few remaining copies of the first printing. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, neilsperry.com. So we're talking about some of the unusual plant problems we encounter. What can you do when tree roots are at or above the soil surface? No matter where you live on this planet, 90% of your tree's roots will be in the top foot of the soil. That's just the way the trees grow. As your trees get larger over the years, those roots that were originally nearest the soil surface may well expand up and out of the soil. At that point, you can either remove one or two roots per year, or you can plant shrubs or tall ground covers to conceal the roots. Do not, however, add soil to cover the roots. They'll merely get larger and expand up and out of the soil. You'll have to add more, and soon you'll have a small hill. Another question. What can I do to get grass to grow in the shade? Oh, have I ever been asked that one? It's the most asked question I get. All of our permanent turf grasses need at least 4 or 5 hours of direct sunlight daily to hold their own, more if you expect them to grow and remain full. St. Augustine and fescue are our most shade-tolerant grasses. St. Augustine is adapted to most of Texas, fescue only to the cooler parts of the northwest Texas. We use St. Augustine in many mature landscapes because it will grow in the shade, but when the area is too dark, the St. Augustine will thin and fail. And what do you do? Well, that's when you switch off to shade-tolerant ground covers. Maybe you try removing one or two low branches, but usually you end up with ground covers. How often should I water my plants? Well, there simply is no good answer to that question. There are too many variables, from temperature to rainfall, humidity, sunlight, and wind. Different plants will dry out at different rates. Water your plants deeply when you do water them, and then wait until they dry out again before you water again. That will encourage deeper root growth, which is important in the long term for the health and vigor of the plants. What are the best native plants for our landscape? Well, native is native where they're growing naturally. 10 miles away, it may not be native. It may not even be adapted. But for most of Texas, if you're talking about shade trees, pecans, live oaks, Schumard red oaks, lacy oak. If you have deeper, more moist soils, burr oak and chinquapin oak. Cedar elms and pecans are also excellent Texas natives. When it comes to native shrubs, however, that list is much, much shorter. That's why native plant landscaping is a lot more challenging than a lot of people would like to realize. I prefer to use adapted plants. That's my operative word. I'm Neil Sperry. Fast trees have big troubles. I'll have details in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. Texas A&M sophomore Shamir Little earned a second gold medal at the Pan American Games during the final day of track and field at York University in Toronto Saturday, as she ran the opening leg of the 4x400-meter relay. In the 4x100-meter relay, Aggie graduate Simone Facey added a silver medal to her individual bronze as she anchored the Jamaican team for a runner-up finish behind the Americans. A little closer to home, the Brazos Valley Bombers' two-game homestand concluded Sunday. After scoring 3 runs in the first inning, the Bombers never looked back and cruised to a 13-1 win over the Woodland Strikers to give the Bombers a sweep of the series in a perfect two-game homestand. After the Bombers' offense slumped a little bit on the last road swing, Blake Kopetsky was 4-for-5 with 2 runs and an RBI and was asked what sparked the Brazos Valley bats at home.
The road trip, I mean, it was a long road trip going to East Texas and then Louisiana. It just kind of wears on us as a team. And then I think coming back and getting some rest, coming out Saturday knowing we had to win, and we're getting a win and then coming back tonight, rallying and putting up a big number.
Bombers are off today before beginning a series with the Victoria Generals at Cellucor Field tomorrow starting at 7. In front of close to 50,000 fans, many of which were from Houston, Craig Biggio was officially inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame, along with pitchers Randy Johnson, Pedro Martinez, and John Smoltz.
I gave the game everything I had every day. In baseball, tomorrow is not guaranteed, and I tried to play every game as if it was going to be my last. I want to thank the game for everything. The game has given me everything. My family, my friends, respect, but most of all, memories of a lifetime. Thank you very, very much from the bottom of my heart.
Biggio becomes the first player ever inducted into Cooperstown as a member of the Houston Astros. In the major leagues, Mike Trout lit up the Texas Rangers.
This is out toward right center field. The Seals going back. Slam-a-lam-a-ding-dong. Grand salami for Mike Trout. 8-2 Halos.
Trout had a grand slam and a solo shot among his season-high four hits to lead the Los Angeles Angels to a 13-7 victory over the Texas Rangers.
Gonzalez lifts a fly ball to Kane in center, and the Royals win 2 out of 3 from Houston.
The Kansas City Royals used Yordano Ventura's 7 sharp innings to beat Dallas Keuchel and the Houston Astros 5-1. Ventura allowed 1 run and 6 hits in just his second win in the last 7 starts. NFL officials will be keeping a closer tab on football inflation this season, according to multiple media reports. Pre-game pressure readings will be documented, and there will be random halftime and post-game rechecks, as reported by Fox News and other outlets. The new procedures also state the footballs remain under the watch of NFL officials, who will inspect each one of them, deliver them to the, quote, kicking ball coordinator, who will take chain of custody for the footballs until 10 minutes before the football games. It sounds like a trial. Footballs will continue to be required to have at least 12.5 pounds per square inch of air and no more than 13.5. In the PGA, Jason Day had some consolation after fading to 4th place on the final day of the British Open. The Australian birdied the final 3 holes to win the Canadian Open by 1 shot over Bubba Watson. Kyle Busch's incredible comeback rolled through Indy and the Motor Speedway, where Busch won the Brickyard 400 yesterday to sweep the weekend at the historic track. Busch has won 3 straight Sprint Cup races, 4 of his last 5, and has also won the second-tier Xfinity Series race Saturday at the Brickyard. And finally, from Le Tour de France, resplendent in yellow and riding a canary yellow bike, Chris Froome has won his second Tour de France in 3 years while he leisurely pedaled down the Champs-Élysées to Paris to wrap up a spectacular 3-week-long furious race culminating in a late fight by the British rider's toughest rival, Colombian Nairo Quintana. And that's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
It's summertime and a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the summer with a Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot land pride shredder complete with an $800 finance rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $11.6 $695 or 10% down in payments of only $156 per month. Normandy asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Normandy makes it easy.